You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Minister for Children Anne Tolley has welcomed New Zealand's first independent connection and advocacy service for children and young people in care, which will be called Voice Whakarongo Mai. BFM reporter Max Smith spoke to social services providers Aotearoa National Manager Brenda Pillett about the service. He began by asking if she thinks this new service will adequately address the gaps in child welfare.
By itself it won't, but it's an important, we think it's an important part of the changes that MSD are making to create a more child-centred service. So we think it's got a really important role to play. And apart from anything else, it sends out a really strong message that there's an agency that's there to look out for the best interests of vulnerable children and young people. So I think it, you know, potentially is going to play a really important part. But of course it needs other parts of the system to be working as well.
Mm. Yeah, and what, I guess, are your initial thoughts on the Ministry of Vulnerable Children as a whole and what they're kind of what they're doing?
Well, we think they're on the right track. I think we're pleased to see that some real effort is going into improving the way as a whole community and we look after our most vulnerable children and their families. That's always been the job of Child, Youth and Family, but there's some money and some time and some effort and some really good thinking going into improving that. So that's got to be good, and I think everybody wants to see it work. A lot of things are still in progress, so it's too early yet to know whether it's all, whether, you know, everything that's being planned is going to be effective. This is one of the first tangible things to come out of those changes. So, you know, good to see a move that is very much focused around giving a voice for children and young people, because that's been one of the key messages that the government's been giving, that they want to change things around and put children at the heart of the decisions that are made about them. So, you know, great to see that there's an agency that will do that. I guess I have one sort of area that we're going to be looking at. This has been set up as an NGO. It could have been set up as an agency within government, for example, in an agency like the Commissioner for Children's Office. They've set it up as an NGO, so it's outside government. So one of the things we'll be watching for is to make sure that this agency has a real voice and a real place at the table when decisions are made around children. Otherwise it can sort of sit outside it and make a noise but not necessarily be influential. So we're hoping that all the signals are right and that it will be an influential and powerful organisation, and we think that's very much needed.
What are the motivations, do you think, behind making that an NGO, if not to limit the actual power it would have as a body?
You'd have to get an answer from the minister for that. When we made a submission on this in the some legislation that set this up, amongst other things, last year, we actually advocated for those functions to be part of the Commissioner for Children's Office, because we believe that would place it much more sort of firmly in the system. In the end, the decision has been made to set it up outside of that, and I guess potentially that gives it more independence. It's not bound by government decisions. It can be a stronger and more independent, potentially even more critical voice. So I guess that would have been the main motivation, and certainly that's what we'll be looking for from it.
Right, yeah. It seems like the main aim of Voice is to get young people's voices across, and I guess that's why it's less of a kind of a tangible government body. Do you think it's important, I guess, to get these kind of younger perspectives in the policy-making environment?
Yeah, very much so. And there have been any number of reports, including the ones that have been substantial in setting up the new ministry, that have indicated that a lot of children and young people, for example, those who get taken into care, get removed from their families and put into state care, decisions are made that they don't have any influence over, don't have any say in, often don't know what's really happening. And the decision has been taken to sort of shape the new agency very much around the voice and the experience of the young people, rather than, for example, social workers or the courts or any of those other agencies. Putting children at the centre of things, I think, is a really admirable and good aim. And this, I guess, is part of that, to make sure that we don't just say that they should have a voice, but that there's an agency that can assist them to do that.
I don't know if you have any opinion on the controversy over the name of Ministry of Vulnerable Children itself, but do you think a voice, Whakarongo Mai, is a step up by any means?
I'm not quite sure what voice is, whether voice is an acronym for something. I haven't got any information about that. I presume the V might have some relationship to vulnerable. And there was certainly a lot of controversy around that.
Right, so it might be on a similar train of thought.
It may be some kind of acronym. I don't know. The information I've got from the minister doesn't sort of indicate that one way or the other. I think more important than the name is actually what kind of job is it going to do and how effective is it going to be in working alongside young people who come to the notice of the new ministry. And if they do that job well, I don't care what they're called, and I don't think anyone will either. There was a lot of stuff said at the time around naming the ministry Vulnerable Children. There was a lot of negativity around that, and of course the Māori name has a very different flavour to it. Oranga Tamariki talks about the health and well-being of young people, which I think more people feel quite comfortable with. It's a name. I think the proof of the pudding will be in the eating and what they do. And if they do a good job, people will be happy about that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.